Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Good, Alice, how are you?
I'm so good. Oh my gosh, this is thrilling.
Wait, where's our special guest? I see an empty microphone.
Oh my gosh, wait, he's vanished and he's materialised on a cell phone.
Whoa, 2025 styles.
Oh, that's right.
We're so modern. Oh my gosh, I'm talking to the man, the legend, that is Tom Clark. Hi, Tom.
Oh, kia ora kōrua, how are you both?
Look,
very well.
We're talking to Tom, and we could just be talking to Tom, just contextually ambivalently, but we're not, there's no ambivalence to this context. We are talking...
Talking with intent.
Yes, about the show being, what is the full title?
The full title of the show is Mary, the Birth of Frankenstein.
Ah, gosh, that's dramatic.
This is
a new show at Auckland Theatre Company. It is by the award-winning Jess Sayer, who's such a wordsmith, isn't she? She's
like a polymath. She's not only one of the most talented actresses we have in this country, who's managed to be on our national television program for years, she's also an award-winning playwright, and this play is, I don't mean to toot, her own horn, my own horn, both of our horns, but it's exceptional.
I love, look, there's something, I mean, the premise of it being, it's quite a juicy premise, isn't it? The idea that, like, on the night in which Frankenstein is conceived, although...
Yes.
Conceived, birthed, conceived, yeah.
The birth of Frankenstein.
Well, it's kind of funny because I'm kind of going, like, is there a kind of... a cognitive difference between being an idea being conceived versus it being birthed? Because at what point does the idea kind of materialise?
I guess conceived goes into your brain.
Yes.
Birthed comes out of your pen or whatever you're using.
Out of your heart. It's more corporal.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Go on. So the idea, this is, I love, these are the classic, it's so postmodern. It's like room next door. What might happen if? So it's like the idea that, you know, on this night, where apparently a bunch of gothic writers get together. Is that the thing? And they just.
That is exactly right.
Yes. Okay. So they all get together and she's like, you know what? I got a doozy, guys.
Was it a competition?
Tom, tell us.
So this is like, let me tell you, this is a factual night that exists, like a historical event. In 1816, it was the year without a summer, and there was this huge volcano, I think in Malaysia, that had erupted.
Oh.
And it filled the sky and like blocked out the sun.
Oh.
So everything was already very gothic vibe.
Yes.
And then... during this time, Lord George Byron, who's this a very renowned poet at the time, and people called him the first celebrity. Like he used to receive pubes in the mail and underwear from women who loved his poetry so much. I know.
Oh my God.
He invites one of his contemporaries to his house, Percy Shelley, this guy who was a really great romantic poet and became like a really great known romantic poet, but who was at the time struggling. And his mistress, not his wife, his mistress, Mary. Yes. And so Mary, Percy, and Lord Byron come with Mary's stepsister, Claire, and Lord Byron's personal physician, this guy who was the youngest graduated surgeon at the time in England, a guy named John Polidori. And they all got together, and over the course of a week, and, you know, Jess has taken some artistic license and has contracted it all into one evening, but they told ghost stories, and that is where the story of Frankenstein comes from.
Oh.
It's exceptional.
Wasn't there another famous
yes.
monster story that came out of the same
oh.
week?
Yes.
I can't remember what it was.
It was the first time that, like, the gentlemanly vampire story was told.
Oh.
So then the vampire was, like, a Nosferatu kind of, like, monster creature from the dead. And then during this evening... I don't know who actually did it. It might have been Byron, but the story of the first sort of like suave, hot mask Dracula story was told.
Yeah.
And then John Polidori takes that story and writes it down, and that's where we get Dracula from.
My goodness me. Crazy. Is that, that's like, and that would be the contemporary, I mean, what would be the contemporary equivalent of that experience? Would it be like people going to like South by Southwest or something? You know, like what's the kind of...
I mean, that time that, would be the time that Paul McCartney and Rihanna did a song together.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's the ultimate collaboration between someone at the height of their career and someone who's just coming. You know what it is? It's Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice releasing a soundtrack on the Barbie movie.
Oh, look, there we have it. There.
And is that, is that the aesthetic too?
absolutely not. Deeply gothic and very different than Ice Spice.
I mean, but look, there could be some elements there. Who's to say? Tom Clark, you're playing Lord Byron? Byron? Byron. Lord Byron.
I sure am. Lord George Byron.
Yes.
A real man.
A real man. Look, do you take some artistic license when you're playing someone that actually existed, or are you just going deep? Like, talk to us about process when you're approaching a character. Like, what do you do? Do you sort of go deep on the research?
Gosh, this is such a good question because I don't even know myself. What I do, I think, first of all, I like to know a little bit about the person. So Lord Byron is... The thing that Ollie, and also, I should say, it's all in service of what the script is doing first,
okay.
Because the script is doing a particular thing.
Yes.
And Ollie, our beautiful director,
Oliver Driver.
Oh, yeah, well known. And has been like hammering home this idea that Lord George Byron is the first celebrity, and he would walk into a room, and the sheer magnetism of his charisma would be enough to make people be like, "Who the? Can I swear?"
Yeah.
Hell is that?
Beep. There we go.
Who the golly gosh is that?
That's what happens when Oliver Driver walks into a room.
Yeah.
So he'd know a few things about that.
I'm always like, who's that tall man?
I honestly think that in another world, Ollie would be playing Byron.
Because
it's Oliver Driver. It's like the everything in the literature is like, Byron was mad, bad, and dangerous to know.
Ooh.
And everyone thought that he was... so hot, so cool, and a huge fuckboy.
Yes, gorgeous. I mean, aside from Oliver Driver being all of those things, I mean, Thomas Clark, you also possess a magnetism that is irresistible.
Stop it, Alice.
So that's very exciting that you're channeling the inner Tom Clark, so to speak, to play this role.
Literally. I am relying on a lot of my party tricks to get me free drinks. But
are you swinging from a chandelier at any point?
I tell you what, there's everything but. It's a show that's like, they've gone full spectacle, and Ollie has like pulled out every stop he possibly can. At one point, there was like talk of, oh no, I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Oh no, don't. Oh no, don't.
But anyway, things will happen. Things will happen. It will be spectacular.
Yeah,
purest form of that word.
Because actually, maybe you could clarify something. People are coming to a theatre show. Will they get spooked in the way that you might if you watched a horror film or a scary thing in the cinema?
Look, that's the hope. I think.
Ooh.
I think there's a genre. Like, oh, is this too much to say? I don't know what I'm not allowed to say. I will say this. There's a genre shift that happens in the play.
Okay.
And at one point, we hope that you get a little frightened.
Oh.
Yeah, a little spook. Yes.
Gorgeous. Do you know that is so hard to do in the theatre? That is
Tell
so...
Tell me about it.
It's unbelievably difficult. I know folk that have tried to do it and failed and some that have tried and succeeded. But
we're doing a lot of, like, tense acting. We're doing lots of, like... being scared acting.
Oh, I love that.
And also very physically difficult.
Yes. I mean, you don't want to walk around like you're you have to be open and free, and yet also if you kind of channel that too much, you'd probably be a bag of like nerves, which would be
exactly. It's deeply uncasual.
Am I right in thinking there might be some more artistic license in terms of what happened on the night, in terms of where this show goes? Absolutely. Yeah.
You've got the intel.
I don't have the intel, but I'm sensing that shit gets cray-cray.
Yeah.
Shit does go cray-cray. It's sort of like Jess has taken all of the history. She's done so much research on it. Like, at one point in its life, it was going to be a musical.
Oh.
And I know. And she's been writing it for years.
Oh,
and
wow.
So, like, where it is now is it holds all of the history of these five, who I should say, these five people have gone down in history known as the League of Incest. And I think they live up to their name.
Did you just say the League of Incest?
I'm not joking. That is the historical name for this group of people.
Hey, look, I wasn't going to come see it, but now I am.
I'm hooked, line and sinker, so to speak. Tom Clark, so you guys are deep in rehearsal. Look, and we should probably just name drop a few people before we move into how on earth people can buy a ticket. You've got Liv Tennant, as we live and breathe, the triple threat herself.
Oh, sweetheart.
In that titular role of Mary, wow. Which is absolutely insane. She is an absolute force to be reckoned with, or a tour de force. Is that what they say?
Tour de force. Tell me about it.
You've also, yourself, Tom Clark, Dominic Onaariki, who's Percy Shelley. We've got Timmy Cameron. What an absolute steal. Back from Australia to play Claire. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, which is pretty fabulous. And then we've got the gorgeous Arlo Green.
Gorgeous Arlo Green. So. Honestly.
I like Arlo Green.
I can hear.
You can hear it in your voice, Ellen.
See your face.
I'm giving it away. I'm giving away too much. So you've got an epic lineup there, and I would say the vibes of that cast are pretty fun. I must say I've been snooping around the ATC social media pages as well as all of your personal pages, and I get FOMO on your Instagram stories when I see you all having a really good time. Saw Andy Crown took some gorgeous behind the scene footage of you guys just like having a great time in the studio.
It's so much fun. I know that's illegal to say, and I don't mean to sound clicky, but I've just had the most miraculous, fantastic time making this show with them. It's been, like, fast. We've worked so hard, and I feel genuinely excited to do the show and for people to see the show, mostly so that we can be like, look, we did really good work. And everyone is spectacular.
Cool.
And it's also, it's not just the cast. Also, the bunch of creatives that are working behind the scenes are some of the greats of the company and also our industry. Like, John Verrite is doing the set. There's a huge, miraculous...
You got some music?
You got some music there for the Radojkovic. I see Leon Radojkovic is in there doing that thing.
There's one person who knows horror music, it's Leon.
It's Leon,
this
right?
He composed some absolutely beautiful, beautiful things.
Wow. Oh, tasty. So we're talking Mary, the Birth of Frankenstein by Jess Sayer, directed by Oliver Driver, the tall man. It's on.
Drink of water.
That's what it is. ATC is putting it on. So it's at the waterfront. It opens on the 19th of August. You can go to atc.co.nz to see it. If you are under 30, which some people are privileged enough to be,
you can bring a parent or a guardian.
You can.
It's that scary.
It is. You should definitely have someone there to cuddle into. $30 tickets if you're 30, which is bloody cool. And there's also, I believe, some like earlier shows. So if you can't do evenings, that's fabulous.
How long is it running for?
Till September. I think it's a moderate season. I want to say it closes on the September 7th. The 7th. So you've got a very small window.
A few weeks.
Yeah, a few weeks to see.
You've got 2.5 weeks.
That's time flies, though.
Get in there.
Muck around.
Tom Clark, all the best for the rest of your rehearsing and time in the theatre. Can't wait to see this one and feel the scary vibes, the magnetic vibes of Tom Clark treading the boards once more.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yay.
I'm very excited.
I'm going to play Toy Love, Bride of Frankenstein to celebrate.
Gorgeous.
Thank you. Thanks, Tom. See you there.
Ka kite, guys.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.